Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If the same case came to you today, what could you possibly have done with it? Your shaken baby notion is gone.
Even the case's lead detective has his doubts as the clock is ticking for an East Texas man scheduled for execution at 6 o'clock tonight. Our top local story this morning.
More than 20 years ago, Robert Robertson's two-year-old daughter died. He was convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death, but there are serious questions about the so-called shaken baby syndrome law under which he was convicted, and now the U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to intervene.
The court now has before it Robertson's claim that he is actually innocent, that his daughter died in 2002 from something other than shaken baby syndrome. It also has the response by the state that the courts have already gone over this, that even setting aside the possibility of shaking, the testimony at the trial established that the child died from multiple blunt force traumas. The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles voted 6-0 against recommending clemency. Supreme Court typically issues day-of death penalty decisions late in the afternoon. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So now the question is, what will the high court grant, or will they grant, Robert Robertson's request to spare his life?
In the view of Dallas appellate lawyer Chad Rubeck, it seldom does, but this might be the time for it.
There is also an application for stay pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. Is U.S. Supreme Court likely to take action? They don't do it terribly often, but if they're ever going to do it, this seems like this might be a case for them to do it in light of the factors we've discussed.
Rubeck, who is not affiliated with the Robertson case, also says he cannot remember Governor Abbott ever granting a 30-day reprieve from an execution when the Board of Pardon and Paroles recommended, as they have in this case, that the governor take no action. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In another twist to this case, in an effort to delay the execution, the Texas Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence subpoenas Robertson to appear before the panel next week on October 21st. That's Monday. But as you know, Robertson may not be alive on Monday, as he's slated to be executed in about 11 hours from right now.
In other news, everybody's okay after a fire raced through an Irving apartment building overnight.
They got the babies and they got out. Y'all, everybody was running. We're just getting everybody out as fast as we could. Yeah, and their animals, their pets, they were just getting everybody out.
A woman and her son smelled smoke and began pounding on doors at the Callaway at Las Colinas complex near MacArthur and George Bush. Irving firefighters doused the flames with water and contained the fire. The cause of the fire is still unknown.
Well, it took a while, but the city of Richardson says it has now fully restored its computer networks that were targeted by hackers.
Richardson's computers were targeted by an attempted ransomware attack last month. As a precaution, the system was locked down, and the impact was limited to a small number of files. Internal access to the city's servers was shut down. Teams from the city's information technology department have been working to bring those systems back and say everything is now fully restored. They've also implemented additional security measures. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Louisville ISD is considering closing or consolidating as many as 20 schools.
The reason? A budget shortfall and declining enrollment. The district faces a $4.5 million deficit and nearly 10,000 fewer students in the next decade. So the district is looking to become more efficient. The superintendent says the district is already operating with a deficit. The 20 schools chosen for possible closure or consolidation were determined based on several factors, including a school's student capacity compared to the number of students currently enrolled, costs of insuring a building, and its operating costs in general. No official decision will be made until at least December. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Google has signed a world's first deal to buy energy from a fleet of mini nuclear reactors to generate the power needed for the rise in use of artificial intelligence.
It has ordered 6 or 7 small nuclear reactors from California's Carros Power, with the first due to be completed by 2030 and the remainder by 2035. Google hopes the deal will provide a low-carbon solution to power data centers, which require huge volumes of electricity.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people killed in last week's Wise County crash have now been identified. DPS investigators say a Wichita Falls couple, Philip and Tina Marie Penarts, were killed in a head-on crash on Highway 277 in Alvord on Saturday. The driver of that car and a 6-year-old boy were seriously hurt. The driver and two passengers in the other car also had serious injuries.
Early voting for the presidential election starts Monday, but one county here in DFW is laying out its plan to make sure that the results are accurate.
Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare says they're making changes to bolster security and increase transparency in the election process. Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig hosted a mock election a couple weeks ago so people could see how the system works.
These big elections, we want to make sure that we kind of get the word out and the public is comfortable and prepared to come out and cast their vote and they feel good about doing it and that it will count.
O'Hare says all ballots are sequentially numbered. Election judges will seal ballot bags and results will be delivered in person instead of online. O'Hare says Tarrant County now has a more secure voter registration system and they'll also have live video streaming in the ballot storage room. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Wade Park in Frisco will soon become an upscale development called The Mix. That property has languished for years, most recently as an eyesore that the city council members had seemed happy to replace with high-end shopping, residential, and medical areas, plus an underground parking garage. Council member Angelica Pelham emphasizes the project's refined nature.
Everything that we've referenced has been upscale, upscale retail, upscale medical offices, upscale grocery, which I know is a big one. This is going to be a quality product.
The Mix is a $3 billion project with more than $113 million in local developer incentives.
The founder, along with top executives at the company that owns Circle K, are spending 3 days in Tokyo this week looking to make their case for buying 7-Eleven's owner for just over $47 billion. The overtures by Couche-Tard executives reflect the seriousness of the takeover attempt. It's the third time in 2 decades that Couche-Tard has sought to enter a deal with 7&I. Are you maxed out on your credit cards? A new Bankrate survey finds that 37% of cardholders say they are either at their limits or have come close since the Fed started raising interest rates back in March of 2022. Over half of cardholders in these categories pointed the finger at inflation. Recently, the Fed began lowering rates. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open for Wall Street. Stocks rallied in yesterday's trading, with gains ranging from nearly 0.3% to around 0.8%. Investors today are watching for more earnings, including results from Netflix, after the closing bell. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After the attempt of assassination on Donald Trump back in July 13th out in Pennsylvania, President Biden ordered an independent review of that, and the results are in just in the last 20 minutes. This independent panel now calls for new leadership at the Secret Service, mostly from the outside. They don't want to promote from within. They say the agency needs an overhaul, or security failures such as July 13th shooting at Trump's rally in Pennsylvania, quote, can and will happen again. Certainly you're going to hear more about that coming up today at noon. Chad Benson Show right here on KRLD.
More reaction from fans following the heated interview between Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and the guys at 105.3 The Fan.
Is he out of line for those comments?
I think so, but it's just simply asking questions. If his frustration is too much for him, he needs to sell the team.
I think Jerry needs to probably admit that he's probably in the wrong, you know, because he failed to go out and get anybody in the off season.
It's Jerry. Jerry's always going off where he doesn't need to. It's Jerry. Jerry's fault. Apologize, Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm starting to think that people are blaming Jerry for this.
I think you're correct. Those comments, by the way, came from the State Fair of Texas, so you know people speak the truth out there. Most say Jones is the reason the team has not won a Super Bowl in so long.
I tried to explain to my wife before the Lions game on Sunday. My wife was asking why they're called America's team. And I was trying to, you know, she's from Florida. She's never lived anywhere but Florida. I kidnapped a Florida girl and made her come to Texas. And I was trying to explain to her why the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. And she failed to understand that. Then, of course, it made it harder for me to explain that to her after they lost so terribly to the Lions. One Dallas squad is trying to keep their mojo going.
Your Dallas Stars are looking to hold on to their perfect start as they hit the road to take on Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. After a narrow shootout win versus the San Jose Sharks, the Stars are going to do their most to keep the momentum going with a key matchup between Washington's John Carlson, who has a goal in two games so far, along with a pair of assists, and Dallas's Mason Marchment, who boasts a pair of goals and three assists so far this year. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.